We're doing the Drashot Aran. The Aran had begun the fifth speech with a quote from Rabbi Yonatan that Hashem only grants prophecy to someone who is wise and brave and wealthy, and all of them we saw in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Aran had begun by discussing that being that our purpose in the world is to serve our Creator, then obviously the Creator has to reveal to us how we get there. How do we move our souls forward? So there has to be a concept of prophecy. You can't figure it out on your own. If you want to get it right, God has to reveal what is it that He wants and what is it that will move a person forward. We don't understand God, so we also don't understand naturally which actions are going to bring us closer to Him or more distant to Him. So we need to be able to connect to Hashem. There has to be prophecy in the world. The same is true about our souls. We don't exactly understand our own souls. So we need the prophecy to know how to advance our souls. There are things that we wouldn't be able to figure out on our own. And he continues and says, "Ve'en safek shemi she'yavo elav zeh ha'shefa yitzterech she'yashalem b'malot ha'sichliyot u'b'malot ha'midot." And undoubtedly, someone who's going to have this revelation, that God is going to connect with him, give him prophecy, undoubtedly a person like that has to be whole in his logic, in his traits. Mitzad shein ro'i she'yachul ruach Hashem yitbarach al ish chaser ra'a midot. It's not fitting that Hashem's spirit should settle on a person that's lacking, a person with bad traits. Ki to'avat Hashem nalos. Because God is disgusted with a person that's crooked. ולא מזה הצד לבד. And not only because of that, אבל מצד ימשך הדברים כפי טבעיהם. Not only doesn't it make sense that Hashem should connect with a person who has bad traits, but it's also unnatural that there should be a connection between someone who has bad traits and Hashem. והוא, and that works as follows. שידוע כי הדברים כולם יתקרבו לדומיהם ויתרחקו מהפכיהם. It's known that in nature, things connect to things that are similar to themselves and distance themselves from their antithesis. V'yadu ha'ke'adam, kolot she'imashech b'madrigat ha'iyun u'v'tov ha'tchunot, yitkerev el ha'schalim ha'nivdalim. It's understood that the more a person focuses on growing and perfecting himself and growing intellectually, the closer he comes to angels, the closer he comes to exalted concepts. And it also is fitting that they should connect with him, that he should connect with angels or exalted concepts. Because the nature of a human being is that he has two directions in which he could turn, up or down. And when a person chooses to focus on perfecting his logic, on perfecting his traits, then he's elevating himself. In advancing intellectually and in advancing his traits, he is elevating himself, he is distancing himself from the animal kingdom. He is coming closer to the spiritual kingdom. And when a person stops focusing on that and he starts focusing on the physical things, so then he is turning downward. As is alluded to in the vision that Yaakov Avinu saw, be'omro, as Hashem says to him, Yaakov Avinu sees angels going up and down the ladder. What was revealed to him in seeing the angels ascending the ladder was that the place that he was lying down, the place of the temple, was a place that was fit for prophecy. And that in this land, in the land of Israel, in this place, people can elevate themselves and perfect themselves. Meaning there's a limit to how good a person can become in Chutz La'aretz, and the land of Israel affords a person greater potential for spirituality. The idea that prophecy only exists in the land of Israel is a concept that a person can advance spiritually in the land of Israel as he cannot advance in Chutz Laaretz. And this isn't a Zionistic concept, this is a concept from the Talmud. The Talmud tells us that when you focus on fixing your traits, there is a system, there is an order to the traits. And the Talmud in Avodah Zarah gives us the order. This trait should lead you to this trait, should lead you to the next trait, and the final trait it's supposed to lead you to is prophecy. Meaning you're building up. When a person perfects himself, that should lead him to prophecy. So if we say that prophecy can only happen in the land of Israel, then obviously we're saying that when it comes to a person perfecting himself, the potential in the land of Israel is greater than in Chutz Laaretz. So the Ran is saying that when Yaakov Avinu saw in his vision the angels ascending the ladder, there he was being taught that in this place, in the land of Israel, you can ascend to the heavens. A person can perfect himself, can make himself into a whole person on a totally different scale than he can in Chutz Laaretz. V'omnam hir'u lo ki chol od shetiye b'chayim chayitam, yifshar shetiye aliyah retzufa olechet al seder. But the other thing they revealed to him in the vision, when he saw the angels descending the ladder, they were telling him, so long as you're living on this planet, it's not possible to have a life that's only up. It's not possible to have only success, to always go up and up and up. That's not possible. But so long as a person can focus on developing his soul, he ascends. And when a person stops and deals with the physical parts of life, the more focused he is on the physical, the more he descends. And what Yaakov Avinu was being told as he's leaving for Chutz Laaretz, as he's leaving to work, he's being told, focus on the things that will help you grow and ascend. And try to minimize the things that will bring you down. And if this is the way it works in things that are incumbent upon a person, and a person has certain things he has to do, you have to eat during the day, you have to sleep during the day, there are things that a person has to do that are physical, and nonetheless at the times that he's dealing with his physical needs, he is descending, he's not ascending. Kol shken mi sheyeh nishka b'tchunot ha'ra'ot. How much more so if a person is focused on the things, on the imbalances of life, the desires for things that are superfluous, for physical things that are unnecessary. So then he won't be able to ascend, to come close to angels. But what must happen is he will be distanced from them. And that's how we understand the first part of what Rabbi Yonatan taught us. God doesn't settle his Shechina on anyone who is not wise and humble. Wise and humble, that's a person that's developed his intellect. And humble, well, that's the top trait. That's the all-encompassing trait. So that's to indicate, the first two points are to indicate a person who has developed himself intellectually and a person who has developed himself with his traits. Pick up here, Ben Zachim, next week.